Here are some clips from this week's deep dive episode of the Bestseller Experiment for Patreon subscribers.
David Bishop, welcome to the Bestseller Experiment. How are you today, sir?
I'm not bad. Thank you for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. I thought it would be fantastic to get you on to talk about writing for comics. And as I discovered, you've also written for radio, you've written for nonfiction, you've written pretty much everything, haven't you?
Yeah, written for TV, radio dramas. Yeah. Audio dramas. I've just got a Doctor Who audio original has just come out. 20 novels published, non-fiction books.
Fantastic.
Comics, graphic novels, computer games. It's a very particular set of craft skills, not to get all Liam Neeson on it. but the nature of it, it's halfway between prose fiction and screen fiction. So it's got a lot in common with screenwriting in terms of the concision you need to have, the power of the visual imagination, that's very important. Also the fact that a script for comics is an industrial document, just as a screenplay is. It's a blueprint for somebody else to bring their creativity to the narrative.
As I've heard Alan Moore say that, he says it's what happens between the panels that's important. But is it also that juxtaposition of the two images together? Is that how people read comics?
Oh, absolutely. From one panel to the next is like a cut in a film. My favourite John Wagner panel description was dread, headshot, grim. And that was the whole panel description. Most people can identify the symptoms of a problem in a story because I go, I'm bored, I don't believe this, I'm confused. It's one of those three things is normally what will go wrong in a story for a reader. Bored, confused, my suspension of disbelief has just left the building.
Finally, let's talk about writing for audio, because this is something you've been writing for Big Finish Productions, who do the most fantastic audio dramatizations, and you've been working on Sarah Jane Smith and Doctor Who and Judge Dredd. What are the challenges of writing for audio?
I mean, it's very similar to writing for radio drama, which I've done a little bit of that as well, in that you have to think about how is the story going to be communicated.
You can help support the podcast. Subscribe today at bestsellerexperiment.com/support. That's bestsellerexperiment.com/support. Thanks again.